everything from prescription fraud to selling or saying they sold wheelchairs to people who never got them, to even recruiting Medicare recipients, bribing them with cigarettes and food, getting them to a medical facility, sitting them in front of a TV all day, having them sign forms that said not knowing what they're signing, and then billing the government for hundreds of millions of dollars in medical expenses that were never delivered.
Now, was this the result of the government getting a bunch of tips, or was it just them saying, the feds, we're going to look at these big cities, these seven big cities, and take a close look at the books, basically, and try to catch some people who are ripping us off?
It's a little more sophisticated than that. Actually, the new healthcare law, and over the last couple of years, they have put in computer programs that actually monitor big ticket, even small ticket folks who are billing Medicare to say, what are the patterns? It's almost like when you get a call from your credit card holder saying, boy, you've been making an unusual amount of purchases lately in a city that you don't live in, or, boy, this is pretty high for you to do that. A lot of credit card companies do that now. They'll call you. That's exactly how this computer program works, and it's tipped them off to a lot of fraud.
Now, we're talking hundreds of billions, $430 million. Are they saying that they're looking at the possibility of even more out there that they haven't caught yet?
Well, here's the number that just is mind-numbing. Since 2009, since Eric Holder and the Obama administration started this, they have recovered, and this is a hard-to-believe number, $10.6 billion returned to the government in fraudulent billing, in money that was literally stolen from you and me and other taxpayers.
And there was one doctor alone that resulted in about $100 million, just one doctor, right?
It's staggering. I think he was in Houston, Texas.